There are various styles of yoga and there's Pilates, but they all have one goal at their core: control of the breath with the mind. Obviously, yogis are talking about a much deeper level of control than simple respiration, because the control of the breath to which they refer is directly linked to higher consciousness. The first and most important truth to learn here is the real meaning of breath. Genesis 2:7 says, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Adam was lifeless, dead, until God gave him breath." Now then, James 2:26 says, "The body without the spirit is dead." So the body without breath is dead, and the body without spirit is dead. Translation: breath is spirit. This is why Ecclesiastes 12:7 tells us when we die, the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Remember, we just read in Genesis what God gave, and that was breath. So again, breath is spirit. And yoga's goal is to teach you to control what? Your breath. What is your breath? It is your spirit. So in reality, yoga teaches us to control our spirit, not temperament, our actual spirit through our mind. Let's read what the Bible says about this. Hebrews 4:12. "The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Let's stop here. The word of God here is not referring to the Bible, but to God Himself. Remember, we read, the word of God is quick. That doesn't mean fast, but alive. That's why we read of the dead in Christ being quickened or raised to life. Who is the living word of God? Jesus. See St. John 1:1 and St. John 1:14. Let's read what the word of God has done. "Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." Asunder means separation. God separated the soul or the mind from the spirit. We've just read that the Lord divided mind from spirit. Yoga seeks to reconnect mind and spirit. Yoga is a Sanskrit word meaning union, so the unholy spirits behind yoga seek to unite what God has divided. Higher consciousness is a deceptive term for at-will contact with spirits, including your own. The goal of yoga and Pilates is in direct conflict with God's word, so we can be sure that the spirits with whom we make contact are not of God. They are demonic. For a complete study of the shocking truth about yoga, visit heavenlymanna.net.